Welcome to the British History Podcast. My name is Philippa Lacey-Brule and I want to extend a warm welcome to you. If you are new here, hi, thank you for joining. And if you are returning, thank you so much for your support. In this podcast, we explore all sorts of things that have gone on in British history. We look at people, we look at events, we look at outcomes, and perhaps look at them from a different perspective than usual. If you would like to support me in this free podcast, this podcast will always remain free, but if you would like to support me, then you can head over to my Patreon page, patreon.com/British History, and you can choose the tier there that would suit you best, starting from any £3 a month just for your kind support. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. The coronation of William the Conqueror on the 25th of December 1066. William had been victorious at the Battle of Hastings the previous October and was now about to become formally King of England with his coronation ceremony at Westminster Abbey. The term the Conqueror is an improvement of sorts on what he was called before, although William of Normandy, that's fine, that's pretty descriptive. He came from Normandy, he was Duke of Normandy. William the Bastard was also a name attributed to William due to his parentage. Him being the son of Robert, Duke of Normandy, but by his affair with a lady of common blood, Helva. His coronation turned out to be a bit of a farcical affair, to be honest. He was sat on the throne hearing the rites spoken. He only spoke French and he never learnt English, and so the court became French speaking, and the English language, as you may know, has many different influences, French being a big one, especially in things like our laws and Parliament. I mean, there's a word that's French in root. I used to live in a cul-de-sac, never thought that was strange. That's French. But his influence, obviously, speaking French and insisting on French being spoken at the court had a big impact on our language. Anyway, back to his coronation. During the ceremony, there were the shouts of acclaim, God hail the king, and the guards outside mistook these for some sort of assault. And so, as would be pretty trademark of the Norman troops, they set fire to the surrounding buildings. Chaos then ensued. Everyone other than the clergy and some monks fled the abbey, leaving a trembling William and a frightened clergy to remain and conclude the ceremony. William would always look to protect himself from any insurrection, and following the debacle of his coronation, not long after, he began construction of the fort, which would become the Tower of London.